It's time. None of your darn business.
Things if you see going down. Is that what you're talking about, Shirley? If you see it going down, it ain't your business. It's none of your concern.
None of.
Like if you in the barbershop, you've been going there for years.
Yeah.
And you see somebody take somebody else's customer. That ain't your damn business.
Yeah. Why are you in there?
Why are you in there?
Yeah.
Obviously, he didn't like to cut his hair before.
From the other guy. That's right. Just move on.
But that's
your life.
Right, though.
What's your life? That's not. That has nothing to do with it. Nothing.
The fact that the other barber's feelings gonna be hurt.
That has nothing to do with you.
Yeah.
No.
He ain't getting his chair.
Junior. What you got, Junior?
I tell you what. If you go in the grocery store and you turn your cart down aisle four and see a black parent choking their kid, that ain't none of your damn business. Yeah.
Back up.
Yeah. Go down aisle five and get your stuff.
Because you can get some of that choking.
Yeah. Yeah. They ain't got nothing to do. Why am I even concerned? You know, I don't even need nothing on this aisle.
Hey, what's going on?
No, you're going to be going on.
Yeah. Hey, I wouldn't choke that kid like that as I was you. Well, you're not me, all right?
The kid can really be hurt, guys.
Yeah.
You're going to be hurt if you go down there.
You go down and ask what's going on. It's none of your damn business.
Because that little boy know good and hell well why he getting checked. Yeah.
Told you not to touch nothing. Yeah. In here, touch it. Let's touch this.
You done broke a damn job, peanut butter.
Put
now
your
I got
hand.
To pay for it.
Yeah,
and
choke
we
him.
Ain't going to eat it.
Choke him.
Wow.
What you got, Tommy?
You see somebody put a cold, nice ribeye and baked potato in the refrigerator at work and can't wait for lunchtime. You see somebody else go in there and eat all that steak and baked potato. That ain't really
how
none
that
of
concern
my damn
you. You don't know what they're going through.
You're not going to
you have no idea.
Hey, Shirley, you don't know what that other man going through.
I know the other man's going to be mad with his lunch.
You need to get you a small cooler to keep your meat in. You know what I mean? And ice it down.
I got one for ladies right here.
What you got? What you got?
Ladies, if you see your girlfriend, if you see your girlfriend's fiance at dinner with another woman,
come on.
That's probably more than likely a business dinner.
That's what it is.
Yes,
that
it is.
Is none of your damn business.
How does that concern you? Go buy your business. Gift and go to the wedding like you're supposed to damn do. Go get your gift for where they registered at, and it's gone. That ain't your business.
Put your camera phone down.
No, I shouldn't say anything.
That.
Oh, that's snapping a photo and sending it to
them. Like you telling on grown people. You can't
do that. Like she wants to hear that.
She don't want to. You're going to mess up her damn day. Now, why would you do that?
With
why,
your funky behind.
Yeah, why would you mess up the day that she's been planning for her whole life?
And
that's just
you
evil.
Coming in here because you ain't got nobody. You by your damn
self. You're evil and nasty.
Put your ear, say it again,
Jay. Evil and nasty. You're just evil and nasty. You standing next to a guy, right? Y'all in the bar.
Yeah.
Y'all standing in the bar, and he's on the phone saying, baby, I got to work late. I'm working late. I'm going to knock out this last report, and I'm coming on home. What that got to do with you?
That's right. That's it.
How does that have? How does that affect you?
He's at the bar. He's lying, Jay.
On the other end has nothing to do with you. What you got, Jay?
His wife needs to hear about this paper. She need a reason why he not gonna be home at 6.
Wants to know if he's safe.
So he got to give her a reason. He and his voice makes her feel calm and reassured that nothing has happened.
That nothing has happened.
He come on back down on the other end of that bar.
There's nothing wrong with it.
Ooh, I'll be up at that bar.
I love it.
Yeah. And what? Come on back down to the other end of the bar.
All right, Steve, let's get to the news.
Ladies and gentlemen, Miss Ann Tripp.
Okay. Thank you, everybody. This is Ann Tripp with the news. Okay, good news at least, hopeful. Police in Beverly Hills say they've arrested a suspect in the murder of famed music producer Clarence Avant's wife, Jacqueline. He's identified as a 29-year-old parolee from Los Angeles named Ariel Maynor, whom they say has an extensive record. Authorities say they have numerous videos showing Maynor's car exiting the area near the Avant house around the time that the 81-year-old Miss Avant was fatally shot. Police also say they've recovered a gun, which, according to initial reports, appears to be linked to the murder. Nevertheless, Beverly Hills cops repeat right now, anyway, Ariel Maynard is merely a suspect at this point. He is, though, under arrest. Health officials documented the first case of the Omicron variant in the U.S. in San Francisco on Wednesday, and then there was another one in Michigan and a third one in Colorado. There's now one in Hawaii, but there are now five confirmed Omicron cases in New York State. But President Biden's reminding the American people that the path to protection should be well known by now.
If you're worried about Omicron variant, the best thing to do is get fully vaccinated and then get your booster shot. Get your child vaccinated at one of the 35,000 locations in the country, including doctor's offices, pharmacies, children's hospitals, and 9,000 pop-up clinics at schools. Vaccinating our children is also critical to keeping our schools open. Additionally, we're increasing the availability of new medications recommended by real doctors, not conspiracy theorists.
But to recap, Mr. Biden says get vaccinated, get the booster, and wear your mask. The city of St. Petersburg, Florida, canceling the inaugural ball that was planned for its very first black mayor, Ken Welsh, because he says, I'm not going. The theme is to be a circus, which many black residents of the once segregated city, including the mayor-elect, find offensive. Arizona State University says acquitted Kenosha, Wisconsin killer Kyle Rittenhouse, not an enrolled student there. They say Rittenhouse was apparently taking some online classes at ASU as a non-degree-seeking student. He recently expressed, though, a desire to study on campus, but when students heard about it, there were several online protests against Rittenhouse, launched by ASU students and other groups demanding that the university remove the young vigilante from any ASU classes. And finally, looks like black women are making history. Five black women crowned the winners of some of the world's most prestigious beauty pageants now, including Miss Teen USA, Miss America, Miss USA, Miss Earth, and Miss World. This is the first time in history that this has happened. Now back to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.